Now, it is according to a senior figure at the Cabinet Office, the doomsday book of 21st century British identities. The book in question is called Identity in Britain, a cradle-to-grave atlas, and it maps Britain according to age, wealth, education, and other criteria, providing, its publicists say, a unique visual picture of our country. So what does all this mean and what have we learnt? I've been talking to one of the report's authors from the University of Sheffield, Bethan Thomas.
We were actually quite surprised at how little mixing appears to be going on within Britain. We are surprised, for example, that senior professionals only live in places with other senior professionals or maybe sort of lower professionals and managers, and they never seem to mix with any of the other professional occupations.
But there may be senior professionals listening to radio thinking, well, that's not true. I mean, I've just come back from the pub and mixed with people who aren't senior professionals like I am.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, obviously this is looking at, you know, the bigger picture, but this is what tends to be what we find happening.
And you say that most people think they're average when asked, and, you know, they say they're normal, but what your atlas shows is that normal changes rapidly around the country. That's an interesting idea. We all think we're normal, is that what you're saying? But actually, we could be quite far from being normal.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I think what we're finding from the research that we've done is that, in fact, British society is becoming quite bipolar. Previously, you look at any distribution and generally it's a bell curve. Yes, most people fall somewhere in the middle and you've got the extremes at either end. It now looks as if we have two overlapping curves, one of advantage and one of disadvantage. We sort of have a curve that dips in the middle. Now, we're saying it's very difficult to cross, well, particularly from the less advantaged side to the advantaged side. I mean, obviously, misfortune and so on, it can sometimes be quite easy to slip down.
And you say that Britain is becoming increasingly isolated. This seems to be a snapshot that you've drawn up here. Are you comparing it against something else?
No, we're really looking at a snapshot of early 21st century Britain, and it does seem to be becoming more segregated.
I think. But if you're saying it's becoming more segregated, you're comparing it against something else, aren't you?
Possibly from what went before.
Right. So you're comparing it against previous figures.
Yes, we haven't explicitly done so in the Atlas, but certainly, you know, from what we know, from our knowledge, it seems that there is no such thing as the average British family anymore, is that we have sort of families and some are more disadvantaged and some are more advantaged.
And do you think you're telling us things that we didn't already know? I mean, most people could give you a tour of their area, couldn't they? And they could say, well, this is where this kind of person lives and this is this kind of area and so on. People are fairly clued up about this already, aren't they?
To an extent, but I think this is the first time that anybody's actually looked at it through the life stages, from infancy to the very end of life. If you're looking at retirement income and whether you're claiming pension credits, obviously you only look at retired people for that, and so on.
And were you depressed at the end of all of this? Were you depressed by what you found, or were you to a great extent expecting it?
I think we were expecting it, but I think we were appalled just discovering sort of how much Britain is becoming two Britons, as it were.
Bethan Thomas.